Biz News Radio. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It's Elliot Brown here in the Essex Business Radio studio for another one of these great shows that I'm doing, C19, How We Deal With It, where I'm chatting to people absolutely everywhere about how they are dealing with COVID-19, Corona, whatever we want to call it, how it's impacted their lives, how they've had to pivot and change their business, their lifestyle, and also any ideas, advice, and tips they've got for you guys out there, not just in business, but in life in general as well. And today, joining me from Florida is Rosanna Catalano. I don't know why I said that twice then, to be honest, but Rosanna, who is a career coach, consultant, attorney, and podcaster, many hats, from Rocket Ship Consultants. That was a good entrance, wasn't it? How are you doing, Rosanna?
I'm doing very well considering the circumstances. Thank you for having me today.
No, thank you very much for coming on. I really, really appreciate it. Yes, the circumstances. I know. Yeah. Well, listen, if the circumstances hadn't happened, I wouldn't be talking to you. So it's bringing people closer together is what I'm finding.
I think so too. In an odd way, I think that we are all being apart is also bringing us together in very creative ways. So I've seen a lot of different ways that people are coming together. And I'll give you an example. Today, actually, a good friend of mine is getting married. She had to cancel her traditional wedding plans. So we are all planning a drive-by wedding reception. So we've made some signs. Yes, we have. So we've made some signs here at the house, and we plan to drive by her house at 7:30 this evening and honking the horns and playing music and showing our signs. So it should be a good time.
And what's your friend's name?
Her name is Mary Ellen Clark.
Mary Ellen Clark, congratulations. You'll have to make sure that she sees this. Congratulations on your wedding day. Listen, we're not doing a drive-by. We can remotely say congratulations from miles away, though, thanks to technology.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'll share some photos of that from this evening tonight to you.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Brilliant. That's great. At least they're going to get some sort of celebration going on. It may be slightly different from what they planned, but do you know what? We've all got to change what we're doing and adapt to the situation, haven't we?
Absolutely, absolutely. We're all in it's unprecedented what we're experiencing right now, and we are all just making adjustments, and we have to remind ourselves too to be patient, not only with other people but also with ourselves during this process. I've noticed that things take a lot out of me than they normally would, so I'm a high energy go person, and I'm trying to be a little bit more patient with myself in my ability to go. It's been a little more sluggish during this period of time. And I think that's probably some stress that maybe, I'm aware of some of it, but I think there's probably even more that I'm not aware of. And I think a lot of people are experiencing that as well.
That's very honest. And I think you're absolutely right. There's a lot of people that are sort of, get up and go and they're okay with it. And there's a lot of people that are just going with the flow and not doing any work. You've got lots of different hats that you wear work-wise. So I think the thing that it does to affect, and I may be incorrect here, is that we've got a lot to think about as business people, as entrepreneurs, or however we want to class ourselves as. And if you are wearing a few hats, there's lots of different elements you've got to think about. And we don't know the answer. We have no idea what the answers are right now. Do you think that's why possibly, you maybe get that little bit of sort of brain fatigue maybe a little bit at the moment?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, and I think it also comes just from, when you go to get your mail or, when you go to buy groceries, it's a bigger process than it was just a few weeks ago. Just go to the mailbox, get your mail. You don't even think about it. Now it's, hey, let me put this maybe in the garage for a day or two. I've got to wash my hands. I mean, there's just a little bit more to think about for something as simple as getting the mail. So I know that a lot of tasks that we're just very used to are taking longer, and we have to give more thought to them. So I think there's a little bit of exhaustion with that. As for business, I think a lot of business owners like myself are really thinking about different ways that they can pivot. Obviously, for a lot of folks, the traditional ways that they are making their incomes are changing. I do a lot of also lobbying, and with our clients, we do a lot of interactions, obviously, face-to-face with legislators in the Capitol. Obviously, that's changing. So we're looking at connecting folks with state agencies here, vendors especially that have special gear or services during this pandemic that would be very useful to our state government. So the nature of that type of work for myself, I know, has changed. With my business clients, it's not so much as promoting them and taking them to the next level, but helping them survive where we're at right now, and talking to them a lot about some of the resources that are available either through our federal government here in the states or through our state government. They've implemented some programs. So some of that, you know, my work, the type of work I am normally doing has changed, and, you know, it takes a lot of thought to pivot in that way. And I'm sure you're seeing that as well where you're at.
Yeah, for sure. And not just here where we are in the UK and Essex, but doing these podcasts and talking to people everywhere. I mean, I've spoken to, you know, a number of people in America, you know, in Florida as well, in Pennsylvania, in, you know, California, near New York. I've spoken to quite a few people, which is, you know, quite astounding, really. But, you know, we've all been affected in a very, very similar way. And I think you're right. You've got a lot of different things to think about from a legal standpoint, and from a business standpoint as well, because of the sort of two hats you wear on that side. On the business point of view, where you're saying that it's not so much about maybe selling what they're doing right now on the coaching side, and I know we quickly spoke about this before we started recording, and it's quite a good point that you said there, but the continuity as well, you know, is just, it's not even necessarily about promoting right now. Well, you can if you want to, but not every industry is able to do this, right? You've got to find a way of just continuing and then giving yourself some space to think. Is that maybe what you're doing?
Absolutely, absolutely. Whereas perhaps before we would really focus on growth and expansion, right now we're focused on how can we be a bit more lean and how can we continue with operations as they are.
Yeah.
And taking this also mentally for a lot of folks, you know, they have big plans and to sort of mentally wrap their head around this and say, okay, this is a pause that I'm forced to take and really take advantage of it. Be lean, manage what you have, but also use this as an opportunity to evaluate your business and take some time. There's always projects and things that you've always wanted to get to, and use this as an opportunity to get to some of those.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And being flexible as well, I think you've got to be very flexible mind-wise, you know, not just for business, but in your personal life. And as you said, going to the shop and, you know, this, I think in the last, from what I've seen here, and we use very similar timeframes to you guys in the States, it's got a lot stranger in the last week. Before, it was just, you know, everybody was going shopping at once and, you know, it was everybody together. Now there's this distancing in the shop, everybody's shopping differently, the whole dynamics of walking past somebody has changed. And I don't want to get into the negative side of this, but it is, you know, it is an impact. It is definitely what is going on. Are you definitely finding that exactly the same in supermarkets or whatever in the States as well?
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that's really profoundly changed it is that they recommended here that everyone wears face masks.
Right.
And it seemed, you know, something so simple, but when you're with a group of people, I didn't realize how much I rely on just smiling and that nonverbal communication. And a lot is lost if you cannot see somebody's entire face.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just hope that with just my eyes, people can tell that I'm smiling at them. I mean, obviously I can say hello through my mask, but it does change the dynamic of your communication and your relationship. And it's hard.
Yeah, that's an interesting. It's an interesting point. The interaction there. I mean, you've got quite smiley eyes, so you're okay. But not everybody has completely expressive faces. It's actually a really valid point, and I hadn't really considered that. But then, as I said to you before we started recording, I've been self-isolation business-wise in a weird way for the last couple of years anyway, as I think quite a few small business owners or whatever entrepreneurs, have. Interaction is, yeah, I hadn't considered that, but that's likely to be the new normal, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's odd. And, you know, we talked about I have children and I worry a little bit for them. Luckily I have two kids at home that can interact and play and they're close in ages. But, you know, if they were home by themselves, it's, you know, kind of lonely that they don't get to see their friends. I mean, they've been doing their Zoom conference calls and Skype like the rest of us. And that's how they've been keeping up with their soccer friends and soccer workouts and their schoolwork. But it is a different time. This has been, you know, we're making the best of it. But it also has been hard. At the beginning of this quarantine, my father, who lives just a couple houses away, my father has an identical twin brother, and his brother passed away. His brother lives in New York, and I had to be the one to deliver that news. And, you know, when you deliver that type of news, you hug people, you console them. And I couldn't do that for my parents. I had not been in quarantine long enough. I had only been in quarantine about 3 days at that point. So to deliver that type of news 6 feet away from my parents was heartbreaking. It was heartbreaking for them, heartbreaking for me. So this COVID-19 can just go away as far as I'm concerned. There's just been a lot that I think folks are dealing with and just trying to make the best of situations.
That's powerful. What you've just said there is brings it home, the effect. You're absolutely right. And I think we sometimes get lost, and even me doing these shows, talking to people, you're talking about business and the effect of that. And, you know, the fact that we're locked down, and yes, I've spoken to people and I know people that have had, parents, pass or family members, but I hadn't considered, and I genuinely hadn't considered the fact of that consoling side of things, and wasn't expecting that to come up in a conversation. And I think it's definitely brought it home that, a big love to you and your family, Iron. I really feel for having to deliver that as well in such an awkward and an unnatural way.
Just thinking back, it's been maybe a month now. I still haven't yet to really sort of hug my father, hug my mother. We couldn't be there for my uncle's immediate family. You know, we've had to call them and talk to them. Not being together. I mean, that's part of how we get over some of these tough times, is being together and hugging and sharing food and all the usual things that we do to get over grief. So that, has highlighted it for us that the times have changed. We will get through, but it sometimes is hard.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I don't know what to say, if I'm honest. All I can do is send my regards to you on that side, and you're being incredibly brave, and it's a difficult period to go through for sure on a personal level. Let's take it back to the business. Let's take it away from that personal side. I mean, not because I'm trying to discount it at all, but. I don't want you shedding tears on my show. Do you know what I mean?
No, I understand. No, let's talk about business.
But on another note. So, on that side, what is it that you are talking to people about to sort of help them through this? And you're seeing it from all sorts of angles. So, which is only going to put a different twist on how you then deal with people in business, because there's a very close link when they're small business owners to the personal life, because we all make our business our life. And I think you do the same. We're wearing multiple hats. You have to. So how are you dealing with sort of some of the difficulties some of your clients are having?
Yeah, it's a domino effect, clearly. So when one small business collapses, that causes another business to go. So we're working with our clients in terms of how they can save their business. The federal government here has issued the CARES Act, which was signed into law on March 27th. Right. So there's a number of things through some federal agencies that folks can apply for. There is the Economic Injury Disaster Loan through the Small Business Administration here in the States. That's for businesses that have up to 500 employees, and they can borrow up to $2 million pay that back over a very long period of time. Uh-huh. There's also an economic injury disaster advance loan that they are offering, and that's up to $10,000 that a business can receive. And I think they'll get it in 3 days once they apply. And there's also another big program that they instituted through the Small Business Administration here was the Paycheck Protection Program. I believe the money is starting to run out in that particular program. Folks with small businesses can apply for that.
Is that the furlough? Is it the same as the furlough scheme?
No, I don't believe so. So if they apply for this program, they can receive up to 2.5 times a certain amount of money. If they have less than 500 employees, they can apply. And if they manage to maintain their business and not cut their employees, after 8 weeks, the loan will be forgiven.
Right.
So it's a great program, but I believe they are running out. They started this about 2 weeks ago. They opened up the application process, and I believe that they're starting to run out of money for that particular program.
Wow. Okay. Whoever got on board there and they continue to run their business. I mean, it's a good incentive for those companies that came on board, I suppose, straight away. You can't, unfortunately, as much as everybody would love to, love to help everybody, unfortunately, the world doesn't work like that. So the early adopters are the ones that can benefit from that for sure, by the sounds of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then there are some other programs that they're doing through the USDA. There's a rural program that they have for small businesses that are in rural areas. There's also, I know they have through even the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office extended deadlines for folks in terms of applying for patents and trademarks.
Right. So
there's been a number of things that the federal government has been doing to be able to help small businesses in this particular time. Our state government here in Florida has been doing the same thing. We have these emergency bridge loans that they're offering in Florida, and there's also some unemployment assistance that people can apply for.
Yeah, good. I mean, there's been a huge amount of support worldwide. I mean, we've been doing, very, very similar to the America by the sounds of it. Mm-hmm. I don't know about the other one that you were talking about a second ago, where the money's running out soon. I'm not sure whether we have done something similar here, but mm-hmm. a very similar setups. And I think every country's had to do the same to support the economy. You can't let it completely fall down and crash. You've got to try and support some to then
absolutely
make that create the buoyancy again. As we start to move into the new normal. Let's move on to your podcasting. So, sure. What have you been chatting about on your podcast? Because you're a keen podcaster as well, of course.
So, my podcast focuses on Floridians and distinguished Floridians here, and it talks about their lives. So, just yesterday, I interviewed someone that focuses her research on a very interesting topic called sharenting. It's right. The idea where parents share information about their children online, and what is the intersection of the child's right to privacy as well as the parent's right to share a narrative. So very interesting work that this woman does. And we talked a little bit about, COVID-19 and how that's impacting her. She's a professor, and now all her classes are online.
Right.
So it's impacting all aspects of our lives.
Yeah. Good. Well, listen, I could speak to you for ages on this. There's all sorts of subjects because of the multiple hat wearing that you do. And in fact, I probably do very similar with, but not, I'm not an attorney though. Listen, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for coming to join me and chat to me very openly and very honestly about what you've been going through. I wish you and the family all the best. I genuinely do. And I'd like to keep in close contact with you as well moving forward. But I really appreciate your time. And thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you so much. And if any of your listeners would like to check out my podcast,
yeah, it's pleased.
At thefloridaville.com. And it's been an absolute pleasure, Elliot. I appreciate your time.
Well, and where else can people find you?
They can also find me on LinkedIn as Rosanna Catalano, and they can find me at rocketshipconsultants.com.
Lovely, great stuff. And I'll make sure there's links around posts that we do on social media. And you'll do us a favor and share this out through your audience as well, won't you, of course?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Rosanna. Really appreciate your time. So there's Rosanna Catalano there from Rocket Ship Consultants in Florida. A very, very heartwarming story and an experience that she's been going through. I hope you've taken a lot from this. And if you want to know more about what we do here at Essex Business Radio, please check out www.essexbusinessradio.com, where you can find all the links to our social media. And also you can click on and download our free app where you can hear all of our old and new podcasts. Thanks again, Rosanna. I shall catch up with you very soon.
Thank you.
All right. So I'm going to sign off for now. So it's ciao for now. Brown cow.
You've been listening to Essex Business Radio with your host, Elliot Brown.